This is JIS News. Coming up, plastic recycling project to reduce money spent at disposal sites. Ministry of Health to host town hall meeting on Ebola in Halfway Tree. And Junior Agriculture Minister encourages youth to pursue long-term career in the sector. The news in detail after the break.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Executive Director of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards, says the Recycle Now Jamaica project will reduce the money spent to manage garbage at disposal sites. She says under the initiative, less plastic will be dumped at disposal sites, which will result in fewer fires over time.
One of the challenges we have is that the methane in our organic waste creates fire, but the plastic is what fuels the fire when that fire starts, and which is responsible for a lot of the fires at disposal site that is sustained. So we are really wanting to see all the plastics removed at all forms. So at the end of the day, our disposal sites will be minimal. The amount of money spent to push and spread garbage will be significantly reduced. So we are looking forward to seeing this work in a very extensive way.
Ms. Edwards was speaking in an interview with GIS News. It is estimated that 4,690 tons of plastic bottles will be recovered under the Recycle Now Jamaica project. The initiative is managed by Recycling Partners of Jamaica, a public-private sector group aiming to build and support national awareness about the need to recycle. As the Ministry of Health continues its public education and awareness campaign on Ebola, members of the public are being invited to a town hall meeting at Mandela Park in Halfway Tree today, Monday, December 8. The meeting is scheduled to start at 6 p.m. Among the issues to be discussed are the Ministry's Ebola Preparedness and Response Plan, the responsibility of individuals in Ebola preparedness and response, as well as the protocols in place for Ebola. Representatives from the ministry will also provide a situational analysis of chikungunya chikv for the respective regions and information on the management of chikv. The meeting at Mandela Park will be the second in a series being organized by the Ministry of Health. The first was held last week at the Otorius High School in St. Anne. Other meetings are scheduled for the Cecil Charlton Hall in Manchester on December 10, starting at 5:30 p.m., and in St. James on December 11 at Sam Sharp Square, starting at 3 p.m. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is encouraging young job seekers to instead seek to create employment by becoming entrepreneurs. Addressing the final presentation ceremony for the National Youth Service NYS Entrepreneurship Competition, dubbed The Pitch, on December 4, Minister Hanna encouraged young people to take advantage of the training programs on entrepreneurship offered by the NYS. Minister Hanna cited opportunities in farming, shipping, logistics, as well as information and communications technology.
It's the best time in the world's environment to take risk. It's also the best time in the Jamaican economy, because the Jamaican economy is moving in a direction for you to be able to take the risk, especially where the interest rates are. We're putting in the kind of fiscal controls that allow you to have some degree of stability and courage to take risk.
The Youth and Culture Minister says the government, through its youth agencies and departments, has sought to directly impact about 12,000 young people this year through various empowerment programs. Meanwhile, Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says there is great need for more youth involvement in agriculture to ensure the sector's continued growth. Minister Buchanan says the challenge remains in determining how best to encourage young people to choose a long-term career and maintain interest in agriculture. He was speaking at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA Hanover Branch's recent Open Day exhibition at the agency's parish office in Lucy. The state minister says the government has sought to ensure that a component is reserved for youth involvement and facilitation in all major state production initiatives and programs, such as the agriparks. The agripark program was established to reduce import of food items, increase exports, and provide greater linkages with the tourism sector and increased rural incomes. Minister Buchanan is assuring that the government will be engaging financial institutions to provide funding and credit for young people interested in a career in agriculture. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.